Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution. Hello and welcome to ID the Future. I'm Annika Smith with the CSC in Seattle. Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture's mission is to support the work of scientists and other scholars who believe there is evidence in nature that life and the universe are the products of intelligent design. Our scientists and scholars are developing a positive alternative to the reductionistic materialism that has dehumanized our cultural life in so many areas during the past century, from the sciences and the arts to bioethics and public policy. Pushing that mission to the long term, the Center is committed to cultivating the next generation of scientists and scholars through its summer seminars for college students. In so doing, we are providing hope to a new generation of young people, encouraging them to go into the sciences and empowering them to make a positive difference there. In 2007, Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture launched the Summer Seminar on Intelligent Design, an intensive mentoring program for college students to gain exposure to the science of intelligent design firsthand from researchers and scientists. Quote, "I can honestly say that the summer seminar has been the most rewarding experience of my life," end quote, one student explained. Quote, "Before coming here, I was somewhat discouraged. It seemed like ID was a great idea that unfortunately might run out of momentum and die. I was beginning to lose faith. This seminar has radically changed my mind," end quote. Over the course of the 9-day program, students will be immersed in a schedule packed with lectures, readings, and discussions. The material covered goes beyond general overviews and delves deeper, providing technical discussions of intelligent design and neo-Darwinism. In lectures, as well as discussion groups, students will learn about methods of design detection, the intricacies of DNA and information processing in the cell, quantum theory and materialist metaphysics, and the moral implications of Darwinism. While Darwinism maintains a monopoly on America's science classrooms, participating students testify to the growing number of young scientists who are dissatisfied with the way many Darwinist professors refuse to address the problems with Darwin's theory and the positive evidence for intelligent design. The response to the program was overwhelming. Since the inauguration, 70 students have gone through it. More and more, what this generation of students needs goes beyond the basic knowledge of intelligent design to the deeper connections it has to their own research, the tools by which they will successfully navigate their careers, the leaders to inspire them, the personal contact and face-to-face transmission of ideas, and the peers who will encourage and challenge them. According to one student, quote, "The Discovery Seminar provided me with an accurate framework for what ID actually argues, helped me answer some doubts about the truth of ID, and connected me with others around the world who are passionate about science, philosophy, and ID," end quote. Another student noted, quote, "My view of science has been totally restructured. My life will never be the same," end quote. This July, the CSC will be running 2 concurrent 9-day seminars on intelligent design in Seattle. Just like last year, one seminar will train both upper division undergraduates and first-year graduate students in the natural sciences and philosophy of science. Similarly, a second seminar will train students in the social sciences and humanities, including law. Students in both seminars will learn about the current scientific research for ID in molecular biology, biochemistry, embryology, zoology, paleontology, cosmology, physics, philosophy of science, bioethics, law, education, and economics. Each seminar will also include practical advice on how to survive persecution and get tenure. The seminar on ID in the natural sciences will elucidate the scientific issues in technical detail and include a visit to Biologic Institute, the intelligent design science lab launched with funding from Discovery Institute and mentioned by several students as a turning point in their journey to understanding the applications of ID research. The seminar on ID in the social sciences will focus on the social impact and moral implications of science, as well as the legal issues surrounding the debate between neo-Darwinism and intelligent design. Students in past years have hailed from around the globe, coming from such institutions as Cambridge University in England, Università di Torino, Italy, National University, Argentina, St. Petersburg State University, Russia, and such American schools as Duke University, University of California at Berkeley, and University of Washington. The summer seminars on intelligent design are intended to cultivate new leaders in the intelligent design movement among the next generation. Students who attend these summer seminars will expand the influence of intelligent design as they go forward to become established leaders in their chosen careers in science, philosophy, education, law, and public policy. Both seminars are designed for highly motivated college students who seek a deeper understanding of science and its implications for society. Faculty for the seminars will include biochemist Michael Behe, author of The Edge of Evolution, protein scientist Douglas Axe, director of Biologic Institute, biologist Jonathan Wells, author of The Politically Incorrect Guide to Darwinism and Intelligent Design, philosopher of science Stephen Meyer, author of Signature in the Cell, political scientist John West, author of Darwin Day in America, and Jay Richards, co-author of The Privileged Planet. Participating students rate the program very highly in post-course evaluations, with 74% of students rating the program as very useful to their studies, and 100% said they would recommend the program to others. 96% of the students rated the assigned readings as, quote, very helpful or helpful in increasing their understanding of intelligent design and its role in the natural sciences, end quote. According to CSC Research Director Dr. Bruce Gordon, the challenge of promoting ID research and acceptance in the scientific community is a generational one. Quote, raising up a growing number of scientists who have the courage and the tools to follow the evidence wherever it leads today is what will ultimately secure our success in the scientific community tomorrow, end quote. Discovery Institute will pay expenses for students who are accepted into this special program, including travel, lodging, meals, books, and other course materials. The deadline for application is April 16th, and complete information, including an application, can be found at www.discovery.org/summerseminar. For ID the Future, this is Annika Smith reporting from the CSC in Seattle. Thanks for listening. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute 2010. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.